Here is your stack. When we start, I want you to pass the exams out to the left side of the room, and you pass yours out onto the right side. In the meantime, go ahead and check the aisles with the other TAs to see if anyone needs any help. Thanks. All right, I want everyone to settle down. There is still a little time left before class begins, but remember that today is an exam day, and I truly hope that does not come as a surprise to anyone, but I'm letting you all know just in case. With that in mind, you may want to make the most of these last few minutes to look over your notes and refresh your memory before we start. As a reminder, this exam will be weighed for 30% of your final grade, so you need to take this seriously. There will also be... Will I be dropping the lowest? No, definitely not. I was just getting to that. As written in the syllabus, and as I have definitely mentioned several times, I will not be dropping any scores. So, every single one counts. I know, but that's how we do things here in my class. That is why I'm going to tell you now, during the exam, I want you to take your time, breathe, and take things slowly. I mean this in the sincerest way. I don't want to have to see any of you again next semester. All right, any other questions? Okay, I will let you get back to your studying then. Please be considerate to those around you and keep the talking to a minimum. Is there a problem? The recording cards? Yeah, they're in my office. I wanted to speak with the class first, but I'll go get them now. Can you watch them for me in the meantime? Thanks. I'll be back in a minute. Let's see. I should have left them on my desk if I recall. Oh, you. You startled me. What are you doing in here? This is not a good time. You really cannot be in my office right now. I told you, specifically, this would be a busy week for me, and that we would have time to ourselves afterwards. What? You can't wait that long? Well, you're gonna have to learn how to. You have a busy week yourself as well. I told you not to be neglectful just because most things come easy to you. There's one thing that doesn't, though. Is that so? Look, I'm not in the mood to play your games right now, and I... What are you doing? Do you have any idea where we are right now? You really cannot be doing that here. Were you always this way? What is it? You're all ready to begin? All right, it took a little longer to find what I was in here searching for, but I will be right out. See, you're going to get both of us in trouble at this rate. Do you honestly think somebody won't end up catching you? How is it going to look when I have to escort you out of my office to an entire auditorium of my students and my TAs? You'll just wait for me then. One, I told you to always prioritize your studies before all else. And two, I still have an exam to oversee, which means you'd be left all alone here in my office. We both know you're a smart girl, so I don't want to have to keep reminding you of these things. Do you understand? And you need to learn to keep these hands to yourself. It's already compromising enough to have one of my students alone in here. But then you had to go and wear this skirt today, too. You don't know what I'm talking about? Fine, let me show you. I could just slide my fingers under and slip them up. And from here, it would be so easy just to... Where's that good girl I first met? Because here you are, pushing all my buttons. It's like you're doing this on purpose, just to get to me. Is that it? Look up at me. Are you trying to get a rise out of me? That mouth of yours always has something smart to say. We're really gonna have to fix that, though. Because you just don't listen. Where are your hands going? No, we're not doing that right now. It's not happening. Not today. I'm not entertaining your advances today just because you don't know the meaning of the word patience. That would only spoil you and give you the idea that you can always get anything you want out of me. And I don't think we can have that. A professor being pushed around by one of his brightest students. So, here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna go outside, and you're gonna behave for me. Don't test me. That smart mouth of yours is going to get you into trouble. I'll ask you one more time. Can you give me your word that you'll stay put while I handle this exam? I will deal with you later then. All right, everybody settle down and clear your desks. I apologize for the small delay. We will be administering the exams shortly, so no more talking, please. Here are the recording slips. Pass them out along with the exams. I also need to mention that I won't be able to stay for very long today. Something urgent came up that requires my immediate attention, so I'll be leaving the proctoring to you all this time. When everyone's done, just lock the collected exams in my drawer here, and I'll collect them when I'm back. Yeah, thank you. Now that I have things somewhat taken care of, we can go back to our situation here. So, are you ready to listen to me? You cannot keep coming around as you please. I already laid out the ground rules of this relationship before. Not on campus, and especially not in my office. Do you understand? This is serious. You understand? You mean it, right? Good girl. Then I think we have that resolved. Well, it's a start at least. No. You're not leaving just yet. Where are you going off to? That was only one part of what I wanted to say. You're staying right here. My decision still stands, sweetheart. On campus, I'm a professor. Your professor, I should add. Which makes things even more complicated. You can't just come and go as you please, with so many prying eyes around. So, what am I gonna do with you? Even though we've come to an agreement, there's still the matter of disciplining you for the stunt you pulled today. I've already tried letting you off with just a warning before, but you really seem intent on disobeying even the most simple, reasonable requests from me. So, I don't think a gentle slap on the wrist will get my point across to you. Don't you agree? Look up at me when I'm speaking to you. Maybe I should employ a different method to correct your behavior for breaking into my office. Since this is a personal matter, let's keep this between just the two of us. I think I can handle one of my students by myself. Well, I do have some ideas to make sure this sticks in your mind. Come over here. We'll get started right now. Open that pretty mouth of yours. Oh, that's it. Don't bite. Keep it open for me. Just like that. That's a good girl. Everything I tell you to, right? And you're ready to take whatever comes. Good girl. Then bend over. Put your body over my desk and lift up that skirt for me. Yes, you have to. You gave me your word earlier, didn't you? You're gonna need to trust your professor. Don't act shy now. You wanted me to see you, right? You were trying to tempt me, running around in this. So, lift that skirt up. There you go. Good girl. You're gonna stay in that position, and I'm gonna spank you. You're not gonna move until I say you can. You're gonna take your punishment like the good fucking girl you are. Keep your head on the desk or I'll make it worse for you. Don't make a fucking sound, you understand? You have a problem following orders, and you don't seem to respond to anything else I try. When I tell you not to do something nicely, you don't take me seriously, do you? Do you have any idea the amount of risk you put us both in? You need to listen to me. So when I tell you that now is not a good week, I mean exactly that. You'll remember what happens when you disobey me. Don't worry, I'll fix that attitude of yours, bit by bit. Be a good, obedient girl for me, and let me help you. Trust me, this is for your own good. Did you fucking moan just now? I heard that. Are you enjoying this? You're not supposed to like this. You're not moaning. Don't fucking lie to me. What kind of dirty thoughts are going through your mind right now? I'm trying to punish you, and you're getting off to this? Is this what you wanted? Are you fantasizing about me, pinning you down over my desk? Being spanked by your professor, and not being able to do a damn thing about it? Does the thought of that turn you on? Look at you. You're so pretty. You must be trying to seduce me, presenting yourself like this for me. If that's how you're gonna be, stay still. Stay fucking still. I want you to feel my hands sliding up your thighs all the way and slipping under your panties. No, keep your hands on the desk. I didn't say that you could move yet. Good girl. So wet already. You're practically inviting my fingers in. Oh, you're such a dirty slut. Yes, you are. You're my slut. Getting turned on by this? Really? You're not? Then what is this I'm feeling between my fingers? Tastes so sweet. And you just lied to me again. You need to be more honest with me, because it seems like you haven't learned your lesson yet. And you don't even respond to spanking as a punishment. We'll just have to try other methods to correct that behavior of yours. Keep your arms in front of you, on the desk. Yeah. Stay like that, exposed to me. And you're gonna take these fingers. Spread your legs open for me. More. Yeah. Oh, good. That's much better. Good girl. Show me that pretty pussy. You're being such a good, obedient girl for me now, aren't you? Yeah? Good fucking girl. Feel my fingers rubbing against these lips and playing with your clit. And then slipping my fingers inside you. You're squeezing against me. Against these fingers so tight. There you go. That's it. Take these fingers. Just like that. Good. Very good. Such a greedy pussy. Come on. Chase my fingers. Chase them. Go ahead. You can do it. Come on. Yourself on my hand. Fuck yourself on them. Just like that. Fuck. Come here. You want more. Let's get this. Off too. I'm sorry, sweetie. I couldn't help myself. I'll buy you a new pair later, okay? Spread yourself back on the table. Go on. This is an order from your professor. So, be a good girl for me and do as I tell you. There you go. That's perfect. Down more. Focus. Trying to be quiet for me. Come on, let me help you out then. Keep my hand right over your mouth, like this. Because we don't want to distract the other people outside now, do we? No, of course we don't. There you go. There you go. So well. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is what you snuck in here for, isn't it? You wanted to be fucked by your own professor? I know you love it. It's okay. Come all over my cock. lost all. Close. Go ahead. Come for me. Make me proud, sweetheart. Be a good girl and come all over this dick. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, there you go. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come too. Oh, I'm gonna come. Some time before the exams are finished, so you're gonna have to wait here for a while. Just bear with me. I know. It won't be that much longer, though. I should go outside to check if everything's running smoothly with my TAs. I'm not leaving you. I'll be right on the other side of the door. Of course, I'm coming back. You think I'd leave you alone? Don't get the wrong idea, though. I mean, it's because I don't know if I can trust you to be alone in my office. Just be a good girl and stay put for me. Give me, like, 5 minutes to take care of things out there. Okay? And hand me your canteen, too. I'll refill it for you while I'm out. Have you eaten anything yet? Then we can probably go grab lunch after my class is over, all right? It wouldn't make sense to go our separate ways since you went through the trouble of sneaking in today anyway. So, does that sound all right with you? All right, I will be back then. Of course, I'm not gonna forget. Be a good girl for me while I'm gone. That's my girl.